I'm David.
And I'm Courtney.
And welcome to Room to Roam, a podcast about parenthood and relationships.
And all the shit in between.
All right, and we are back with another episode of Room to Roam, and we have Ashley and Michael Oray here, some of our new friends, a couple friends that we have met, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us. Yeah, we're so excited to be here.
Super excited to talk about just your life and kind of getting to know you about having three kids, managing a long distance relationship, and all the struggles and challenges that come up with being together for like 17 years.
Holy shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow. So we've been together since 2007. Wow. We're high school sweethearts.
Oh,
yeah. My heart. He was a senior. I was a sophomore.
Oh, so cute.
But before we get started on that.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No. Before we get started on that, I want to also know, and some more listeners want to know a little about yourselves individually. So maybe share what you do, anything about you that is important for our listeners to know, and just like let us get to know you a little bit.
Yeah. Well, hey everyone. I'm Ashley. I am a mom of three. I'm a mom of three. I'm going to start there. And I'm a stay-at-home mom as of right now. And on the side, I do influencing. So I do a lot of traveling for social media. And then I am a social media manager for some businesses, nice. Which I've done on the side right now and I've actually really grown to love.
Yeah.
So that is just something kind of about me right now. And yeah, you...
My name is Michael, and I'm actually a copper splicer.
Whoa.
So I work for, we have a contract through Ziply,
okay.
The phone company.
Okay.
So we go underground, and we release all the old copper cables so they can place fiber through the cities.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That, what is it, the fiber, lightning fiber that's coming?
Right. So, like, all over the world, there's copper everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now they made fiber. But now they don't have the conduits underground to place it.
Oh, okay.
So we release it so they can bring in fiber through the cities.
And do you do that in Portland?
No, right now we're in Beaverton.
Oh, okay, in Beaverton.
So we'll actually hit, from what I heard, everything but Portland.
Really?
Yeah. So we got Beaverton, Aloha,
mm-hmm.
Tigard,
mm-hmm.
Hillsboro, Gresham, and I think they're saying something about... McMinnville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, we're good in places, but still no Portland.
No Portland.
They're like, no, we're good.
Yeah.
We'll stay with the dial-up.
That's hilarious.
Well, how did you guys meet? You kind of shared your high school sweethearts. I want to hear the story of how you all met.
We just were introduced by friends. I don't know.
You said you were a sophomore, Ashley?
Okay. Yeah, I was a sophomore.
We're like the same age, though.
Yeah, we're only a year and a half apart.
I started school early, and she started school late.
Mm. Yeah.
So we're right there.
Look at how he throws me into the bus. He's like, over there. Thanks. I think I started on time, but okay.
That's your parents' fault.
Did you guys start dating when you were a sophomore in high school?
Yes.
Holy.
So we met when I was 15, he was 16. And we didn't start dating until I was 16, he was 17.
Okay.
Because we became friends more first.
Yeah.
And I was dating one of his friends at the time. And I say, like, friends, it was more an acquaintance. He kind of hung out in the group.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's where, like, our relationship took more because, you know, we were just best friends. And one night, yeah. So I'm like, kiss me one night. And it went from there. I'm like, I felt butterflies. Yeah.
Oh.
So, all because we got in. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And lasted 17 years.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So,
yeah.
And has lasted this long. It's been amazing we've gotten to see each other grow through every aspect of life, and
yeah.
That is just something, you know, not everyone gets to do things like that, and so I've gotten to see him be, you know, working at the deli when we were kids, or working at the movie theater, and then, like, now he's supporting his family.
Picking up a jail.
And when they died in ditch, like,
you got in trouble for dining and dashing, and you got caught.
So
man.
We were drunk,
Chico.
Though.
Like, yeah.
And
in Chico? Mm.
Well,
outside of Chico. They were coming home.
We were leaving. We were trying to go to my friend's house, who lives in Chico. And he was drunk, but he passed out in the back. And I didn't know how to get to his house. And at that time, I don't think there was I didn't have a cell phone with a GPS on it.
Yeah, so yeah,
I
didn't know where I was going. And
then we ended up being like 30 miles out. And we got arrested in like downtown Portland. That's what it looked like. Everybody was like crackheads and yeah.
It was a small town.
It was like,
why are you arresting me?
Yeah, and we got like pretty much a slap on the wrist because our case was only drinking and driving. And everybody was like
hardcore drugs or serious
killing and robbing and Grand Theft Auto. And
were you guys living in Chico at the time?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, you were just visiting.
Yeah.
He was out visiting, and I was going to work that morning. I was a gymnastics coach, and so I got that phone call that I'll never forget because I'm like, you're where? And the officer was actually speaking like for him, like, hi, this is so-and-so. I thought it was a prank. And she's like, she got really rude. She was like, absolutely not. Like, he will be out of the drunk tank in this amount of time. You can pick him up. And I'm like, what?
Which is 2.5 hours one way.
I'm like, and she didn't give me any other information.
Yeah.
Girl, I had my breakup story on the way. I'm like, we are not together. Oh,
we are not doing this.
I could not believe that you would do something like this. And then he walked out, and I'm like, oh. Like, are you safe? Are you okay? Like, what happened?
I was like, let's go get some Wendy's.
Well, no, seriously. I mean, like you said, not many people are with each other that long, but also can't make it that. Like, David and I talk all the time. Like, if we had started dating even a couple years before when we did, we don't think we would still be together. Like, so to navigate all of those different changes and seasons of life, good on you. Yeah. Holy shit.
Because we did it, we started dating, like, when we were, so she, first, I was on the road. Actually, no, you left first. She went to school.
Yeah, I went to college, so I left.
And then I think it was, about a year or 2 years, maybe?
A year, you moved to Las Vegas.
And then after, I moved to Vegas, and then moved her up. Ugh. But then, we had Miles.
No.
But then, when I went back on the road.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So I ended up going back on the road maybe like 4 years later. But we just had Miles, actually, I think. Maybe like a month or two.
Wow.
And then, we had 3 years. And then we lived in Colorado for about 4 years. And then I went back on the road for the last 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you guys have really lived everywhere.
Yeah, well.
Not everywhere, but we've gone to,
He's had us travel, I feel like, which is a lot of fun. Like, I would never have thought I would ever live in Colorado. Mm-hmm.
Like, when you said you were from a small town, we had that experience in Colorado.
Did you love it?
No, we absolutely hated it. It was the worst.
What did you hate about it?
So, they're very small-minded people. Very small. I mean, very small. I would get, like, I'm pretty cool with, like, if they say something, like, smart or slick. I don't take
like
it
our
serious.
Neighbors. No, yeah, our neighbor didn't believe his name was Michael. And she'd be like, "Okay, Miguel. Okay, Miguel." And you're just like, and I'm ready to clap back.
You're ready to fight.
Yes,
I was like, ready to fight too.
Okay. And then as we're walking, we're like, "Bitch," I'm like, "She's 90 years old, you know." And you can't.
Oh
so,
my god!
Like I've had a woman like ask me. She's like, "Hey, Michael," and she's kind of pausey with it. She's like, "How do you speak English so good?"
Oh,
and like I know what they mean,
yeah.
But I don't let them see that. I'm like, what do you mean? I let them feel kind of stupid because now you got
to
say.
How about
it
you
again.
Explain to me what you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean? What are you talking about? And they're like, who taught you how to speak English? I was like, California. I went to school over there. They're like, oh wow, it's. That's just how.
So that was you guys said small town in Colorado.
Yeah.
Okay.
Canyon
and
City.
It's actually known. It's actually known because the town actually in that area actually, they say there's about 11 prisons.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Really?
There was a prison in downtown.
Yeah.
Which was like a mile away from us.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They have a maximum security prison that has like the Unabomber.
Unabomber's there.
Yeah. It was
the guy who shot the movie theater with like Batman.
Yeah.
He's there. And that was only like 10 miles away from us.
Yeah, they were all being,
whoa.
And we moved there for his work.
You guys did all of the moving for your work. That's typically
pretty much. Yeah, that's all it is.
What was that experience like? Of like, because we talk often, or we did about moving somewhere else and like moving from where we like lived, just like Oregon, and like living in another state and
like starting new.
Yeah, starting new. Like that's something that like I've wanted to do. Like prior, and obviously now, like we kind of are we decided we want to stay here, be close to family and stuff. But what's that experience like for you guys to be moving and starting new? Like every 4 years, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Is it every four?
I mean, that's not what it is. It just happens.
It's happened in 4 years.
We probably have both like different sides on that.
Yeah. I mean, I like it in a way, but I love how we always go back to Las Vegas. That's why I feel like that's our home base. It will always be our home base. It's kind of where we grew. Mm-hmm. Like we,
for sure.
Like everyone knows, we have been together a very long time, and that is where we got to know each other as adults, you know, experience things and, you know, just really grow, I think, as individuals too. So I think that I take it as like a good.
Oh, I love it.
You know,
It definitely expands your community, right? Like nine people in all these other states.
Right. We've seen so many things too. Like I have friends who stay in California. They're not doing anything. They're not living like the California lifestyle that people from other states think Californians do.
Mm-hmm.
But like he doesn't want to leave. And I know where he lives. And it's like there's nothing going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
You see the same people every day. Like I think it was kind of easy for both of us to do it because I guess in
our family, we're like gypsies, we're both, is what like, we say. Yeah,
we call ourselves gypsies now. But I mean, you and I, we're both kind of like the black sheep of our families.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, all right, let's just go. Like, who cares?
You know? We'll see them when we see them.
Right, yeah. Right. You know, we like to just travel around too.
Except
so, like,
my mom does tag along. Okay, she flies. Does file. Yeah, she flies. Like my mom. Yeah,
that's cute.
We keep moving, and she keeps following.
Mom is always there.
Where
are
you guys going next? Okay, I'll fly out there in a month.
So I mean, it's really not too bad. I actually like it a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, starting fresh, going to a place that nobody knows. You don't know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's times when we first did that, we used to change our phone numbers to the local area.
Really?
Yeah, we used to do that. But now we left Vegas. So
we're like, I'm never not having a 702 again.
Oh.
The moment, we moved back from Colorado. It just, like we said, it was very small-minded there. So it was nice to move back to a community of people that everybody is from somewhere different, and you know, it's just very welcoming, and you have your assholes there, but it's like, you're a good asshole, okay? Yeah. Like, I like you, I'll take it, you know? So, yeah.
And you guys did long distance for a portion of, like, those years, too?
Yeah. So, I went to school, what is it, I graduated 2009, and I went to college 2009, so he moved in 2011 is when I ended up going out to L.A.
Okay.
Vegas, yeah. And, what was the question?
Just, like, how you're navigating long distance. Oh. I just think because, like, when my first dates with David, I remember sitting down at dinner with him, and he was like, so, like, what's, like, going on for you? What do you want out of your life? Just so you know, I would totally support you if you want to go and get another degree somewhere, but I will not do long distance.
Yeah, I was like, that's not something I'm willing to do.
Whoa.
And
I was very like, oh shit, okay. Like, not that I had thoughts at that time to leave again, but I was like,
I just want to set a precedent. Like, you can go ahead and do that, but I won't be with you.
So I'm always intrigued when somebody can navigate that, because I'm like, oh, okay, like, we know that's not for us, so.
Yeah.
And I think that's what also makes it work between us, is because since we met so early, we were together the first 4 years.
Yeah, that's true.
And then
we communicate very well. Like, it's either good or bad. Like, we.
But even when we did long distance the first time, she was only 5-6 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have kids at the time, so nothing was stopping us.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have anything major, like major work or anything like that was holding us back.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But the next time you did have kids.
Right, we had one.
Yeah.
One kid.
At the time. Yeah, we just had Miles. I think it was like 2 months. He must have been.
Yeah.
That is hard, for sure. Leaving any time after having kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, you do it because.
And was that
work.
For work?
Yeah.
So you would leave
every
work?
Time I was on the road, it's for work.
And how long do you typically have to be gone for?
Those years. That's why we're moving with him now. Like.
Oh, because before you weren't moving with him for the jobs, it was just he was going and you were staying at home. Because
I had my own career, you know, I was a financial advisor at Wells Fargo, I had my own things going for me, so like, that's where, you know.
And your mom and her mom, her stepdad, her brother, just and sister just moved to Vegas.
Yes, because we just had the baby. They wanted to be closer to us. It all fell like... So when we found out we were pregnant, it was like the worst. He had just got laid off and he was living life because he had always works. I mean, he's like a workaholic.
It was like my first time on unemployment. But when they laid me off, I didn't know how any of it worked. I'm like, holy shit, I got rent.
You're like, I have Ashley no money.
We just got a car for Ashley. Damn, you know, that's cost. And then, you know, it kind of just crumbles down on you, you know? And then when they gave you that card, I'm like, what? So I'm going to have extra, all that extra money. And I don't even go to work.
So you're just like,
so I'm living life. I'm living life. I'm up.
I'm like, balling.
He had that phone, or what is it? Those headsets, okay, playing Xbox Live FIFA. And I see him with his feet up and he's chilling. He's like, hey, babe, have a great day.
Her alarm goes off.
And you haven't gone to
bed. I'm still up. I'm like, holy shit, I should go to sleep.
Oh my God.
We have a friend who is on unemployment by choice, a voluntary layoff. And he's been on unemployment for like, for like 4 months. He's like, yeah, it's been the greatest day. I'm getting paid the same amount and I'm just chilling and golfing every day. And it's just like, I'm like, damn.
it feels like early retirement.
Yeah.
That's what it's gonna. And I kind of liked it for him though, because like I said, he always works, even to the state, like he's always working. And so for him to have that little bit, look at right before we got pregnant, God already knew for you. Take it in.
So then, is your job kind of always moving, or is there ever a time where you're like, this is it, we're here forever kind of a thing? Or
so that's what it kind of was in Colorado. So the phone company out here is Ziply Fiber.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you're with that company, you're pretty much in the union. You don't have to look for work. They'll give you the work.
Okay.
So if they have to lay people off, it'll be hard for them to do that. You know, you stay there.
Yeah.
That's how I was. Right. I was with them.
He was with CenturyLink.
The company was CenturyLink in Colorado.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So I was there. But then we hated CenturyLink.
Yeah.
Or not CenturyLink.
I hated Colorado. I'm sorry, CenturyLink. Definitely don't hate you. the town just wasn't for us. We had gotten to a severe car accident.
Two of them.
Yeah. In Colorado?
We got two bad car accidents.
Wow. Yeah. That were caused by other people. And it just, you know, that's where it made us feel we want to be close to our family. We don't want to move away.
Kind of change perspective of things.
Yeah. A huge difference. For the first time, that's where me and Michael probably didn't see eye to eye. Like, we are very great at communicating. And for that first time, that accident fucked us both up to where, you know, we just didn't see each other's sides at all. And there was more like arguments on certain things because, you know, just the perspective.
Yeah,
of it,
we had enough.
And your kids.
Yeah.
Holy.
It was huge. We were on the news. The person did not make it in the other car. So it was a huge event. That's why that, like, for the first time, we've never done therapy. So that was a huge thing for him to go to therapy. Yeah. And, like,
my work made me go to therapy.
You know?
Thank goodness for your work. I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It was the best thing ever. That's what helped me, like, start my Instagram about self-love. Like, if you scroll all the way back, 2 years, that's how I have 2 years. But that's how I even started it was because my therapist was like, you need to do something for you. Okay.
Yeah, like an outlet.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, trying to find a community of other women and things like that, or people that went through that, that's what started to help us, like, you know, where then I started traveling and doing meeting other moms, you know, and this became like a mom trip and, you know, and showcasing different things. And yeah, I don't know. So that happened and that took us out of, that's really why we moved. And I thank him so much because he left the union so that I could get better, you know.
Gotcha. Okay. So,
but it was extremely easy to do that. It wasn't like, oh, I don't know if I should. It's like, I actually told her in the shower.
Sorry. I told her in the shower.
That's all.
No, but I told her. I was
more
like,
in details, ladies and gentlemen. Point in details.
I love how you remember that.
I remember because it was just, I was actually trying to get a transfer to Las Vegas.
Oh. Okay.
And I actually told her, because she asked me, what if you don't get a transfer? It's like, fuck it. Let's get out of here. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's just move back to Vegas. You know, your mom is there, so it doesn't feel like if I leave, you know, you can go hang out with your mom. Right, exactly. And it was just, plus, Miles was, what was Miles, four, I think.
I was a mom dealing two under two, and mm-hmm. then this situation happened, and oh, so gosh. It was a lot of emotional. I needed my mom.
Yeah,
I needed for the first time. I needed my mom, and like he's always been there, but he was only he could only do so much, you know. So,
but like the town was, like even like the preschool teachers were very old. And Miles is very active.
And they're
like,
not very following quick. Him.
And
oh, gosh.
They couldn't handle Miles because all he wanted to do was be jumping on the playground, running outside. You know, like a normal 3-year-old boy.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't keep up with him. Mm. It was too much. Miles was too much for that school. Those two schools actually. He went to two schools.
It was. But the second we moved back to Vegas, it was like we had a whole nother child. Yeah. He was so good. Yeah. I mean, the move was amazing for him. And that's where I feel like Vegas was such a good move for everybody in general to just, like, it's like what we needed. It was mm-hmm. a big jump start, you know? I don't know.
Oh, for sure.
The schoolings, everything. I mean, because our kids, they need the extra help in, you know, getting what they need. And
it feels like the sun Vegas was even different. Sure.
The sun
the
was
sun,
like...
The sun just felt better.
I was like, what did you say?
Because, like, when you go back to, like, flashbacks living in Colorado, it just seems kind of dusty and, you know, like, bad.
It was bad.
And then when you go to Vegas, you see, like, the bright lights, and it's just like, oh, God. Oh. You know?
What do you think, like, the biggest difference, like, so, like, well, yes, tell us about, like, if you're comfortable, like, each of, like, the pregnancies and your kids, and what were the difference of having one to two to three? Because I can't imagine, like, having one is already difficult. And last week we had... one of our friends on that they had twins.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine having three kids and what that experience is like. So yeah, what was that first experience of finding out you were pregnant with the first kid and then number two and then number three?
Well, let's get the real. We were in shock. He took it like, oh my gosh.
The first one, well, remember I was unemployed. I was over there living life. First I was
over there living life.
I was hungover.
Like I'm playing FIFA. This is great.
Well, that day I was hungover.
Okay.
Well, we both hungover, and she comes back from work, and she told me she's pregnant, and I just remember thinking, like, oh, man, my head is killing me so bad. I can't wait till Ashley gets here, so we go get something to eat. I'm dying right now, and she comes in through the door, and
I went to the bathroom first, and I made sure again. I was like, maybe I'm just not, like, you know, so I didn't even talk to him. I went right into the bathroom, and then I came out, and that's when...
Well, actually, that I felt like that month. We were, or maybe the beginning of that summer, we were, like, partying almost. Remember we went to the Kid Cudi concert?
Oh, I love
that. We went to, like, two pool parties at night.
What, so are you saying it was bound to happen? Is that where we're... I was bound to get pregnant?
Well, it sounds like that was bound to happen with your third one, too. She told me that earlier, so...
Oh, my God. I told him about the 30th birthday and why we got pregnant with Maddie. Oh, man.
But her fault.
Oh gosh.
It was a good wake up.
But I think what is it? We had Miles. It was very nerve wracking. It was.
Yeah.
It was
our until first time
we
parents,
but then, you know, just like when you're in the delivery room, like the second they're born, like everything goes away almost.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
His but that birth was traumatic too. Mm-hmm. It was
it was hard for her, big time.
It was they lost his heartbeat. It was just like very traumatizing inside of it.
And they stabbed you like twice trying to put the epidural in.
What?
On your back.
Yeah, no, it was the second. So with my second pregnancy,
It was with Max.
No, it was with Max. They stabbed me 5 times before they could get the epidural in.
Well, you had okay, so then maybe Max was the worst one, but you had troubles too with Miles.
Okay, maybe I did. But I know for sure with Max, like, they stabbed me 5 times. It was a horrible experience. Like, I mean, the worst pain I've ever felt. And then the epidural did not even work, so I felt everything when it came to it. It was
I think they said because it was too late.
They kept
missing, I think they said. And by the time they thought it was where they had to put it, she could still feel everything.
It was horrible. The anesthesiologist failed in that department big time because it was just... That pain of having to have them stick it in, imagine, and then them pulling it out. It was so, like, again, in its own. So, yeah, that was hard. But Maddie, they were all in their own hard because the last two put me into bed rest where I couldn't do anything at all. Actually, Miles freaking put me in bed rest too at 6 months. Wells Fargo,
oh my
I had
gosh.
To go.
Yeah, I did it all.
I was working too much, and I ended up. Yeah,
was
I
went high blood pressure and
well, the first two
preeclampsia.
Yeah,
it wasn't. It was like, I was overdoing myself because I was just constantly walking. It was such a big building.
She never, I don't think she was sitting down.
And that's what it was, is I wasn't resting. I wasn't just staying still. And that's what ended up putting me where I had to, I remember getting shots in my hips for their lungs, like to make sure that they were developed because it was, they were like, if this happens one more time, like we have to go through with it and that's not okay. So
yeah, you're too early.
Yeah. And, so they put me on bed rest. Actually, yeah. Max was towards the end too, so it wasn't bad.
I remember Max was almost born.
I feel like we're scatterbrained here. Sorry, guys, because now we're like trying to figure out each kid. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
oh, my biggest question is, did you name all the boys with M's because Michael's an M?
Yes, so I definitely lost the bet.
If you'd had a girl, would it have been an A name?
No.
It would have been whatever she wanted to pick it.
Okay. Definitely I wanted Isabella was like something I really wanted. Because okay. Like if she wanted to be a tomboy, she could just name herself whatever. You know, Izzy is something. So,
cute.
Yes.
But I couldn't come up with just these names without one. Her approval. Mm-hmm.
But you came up with all of the boys' names?
The first two, because Matthew...
We ran into it. Yeah. I would not agree with any of the names I wanted. I was like, Maverick. He's like, absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, come on. So we ended up with Matthew. Okay. I even tried Mario, but his middle name is Mario.
Okay.
Which is my grandfather's name. But he can't... We felt like he can't be the only super Latin. Like, the end of it is like... Hi, Miles, Maximus, and then Mario. Like, you know.
Mario.
Because we don't even really say Maximus. Everyone calls him Max.
Mm-hmm.
So or that's Maxie.
Maxie. Yeah.
Maxie.
What's the biggest, like... Oh, Rome's going to go take a little break, maybe a little nap.
Oh,
yeah. What has been the biggest, I guess, shift from one kid to two kid, and then from two kid to three kid, when it comes to, like, your relationship? What is it?
We definitely had way more time together with one kid.
I thought we had good time even with Maximus.
Yeah.
But I feel like now with Matthew, nothing.
We, nothing. Yeah, it's it hard is, for...
He's definitely, he was colicky, Miles and Max. We actually both said it. We're like, damn, we have two good-ass kids. Like, our friends are like...
Happen.
Yeah, our friends are like going through hell right now. They're the same age.
Sleepless nights and... All the things that we're dealing with now, we're like, we understand you. Can you give us help? Like, we are so sorry. Because Miles and Max, literally, they let us sleep through the night. They never fussed really about anything.
Mm-hmm.
So they were pretty easy. And yeah, this shift now, we've seen just trying to balance everything together, trying to spend time. Like, he is more like wanting to watch videos together. I pass out 8:30 at night because I'm so exhausted, you know? So... It's hard.
There is
right
no balance.
We try to wake up at 5. Yeah, it's like we're kind of roller coastering it right now with this third one. He's throwing us through some loops that.
Okay. So it's pretty funny because when I was. I got out here in Beaverton last February, but I moved them out here last September.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole time, I was going to the gym. You know, I was going to the gym after work. Right. And I was going after work. After I found a place. I started going to the gym at 5 a.m. to try to like prepare myself to wake up in the morning and go. Mm-hmm. The entire time they've been here, I have not gone to the gym once.
Whew.
Okay.
Since September?
Since September. I just canceled my membership. I was like,
yep.
It's too hard with the baby because you have Miles who needs attention, you have Maximus who needs attention.
Matthew in sports, in school.
I wake up in the morning to make their lunches, she gets the boys ready. Matthew is just attached to me big time.
Aww.
If there's times where he's laying on Ashley, and if I get up to go up the stairs, he'll get up and just follow me. Like he is attached to me.
Aww. So it's kind of like a Batman and Robin or like Captain America and Iron Man. I love comics, but like really a team effort of like working together and balancing. The chaos of
right, yeah, of right. Kids. But there is absolutely no balance where it is. Like if I'm doing one thing, she's definitely doing the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like
that is balance. It's our balance.
But
I guess
maybe it's like, our balance. I know. Maybe I'm saying maybe more like balance on like subject wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you give more energy to one kid and it's more draining.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you come back, me and Ashley, we'll pass out.
Yeah, so you're not balancing your time together.
Right.
Like, we even have to schedule sex sometimes, and it doesn't even work because one of us like ended up passing out because the other one went to put the baby down upstairs. Yeah. And, you know, I'm like, I shave my legs, we're doing this. Like, wake up, okay? Like, get yourself away.
Like, I told her, if I'm sleeping, just do what you gotta do.
I need my hours. Even if my eyes are closed.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like I've said that once before. I was just like, I'm tired. If you do what you need to do.
And I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah. I'm like, what?
I feel like I'm it just feels awkward.
She's like, I'm sure you'd wake up at some point. And I'm like, okay.
Do what you gotta do. You know where to go.
Yeah, you know
how to go. They're happy. They're fine.
Yeah, you know what to do.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Oh, so what do you do to take care of yourselves and like kind of help continue and foster that relationship, feeling so drained of the chaos of having three kids and the traveling as well of work? How do you guys find time for yourselves?
I mean, we can't schedule the days at times.
We try, and right now it's not, like we're very scheduled. We try to be very scheduled. Like we said before with the younger boy or the older boys. It was easy to hit those schedules and do the things that we were going to say. And now for us, it doesn't.
But I feel like it's getting this way because right now our oldest son is in so many things now. And then our middle son, he likes to stay home. He likes to color. He likes to be in his own room and hang out by himself. And Maddie's just at that stage where he's...
Mm-hmm.
And Maddie, our youngest, is just at that stage where he's... Terrible twos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's just at the terrible twos.
I think of Donnie and the Wild Thornberries.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No joke. Yes.
I just told my mother that's him.
Okay, like, he was just explaining that to my mom.
That's so funny. Wait, so did you ask what's harder? Which transition is harder? When I was taking Rome out of the room? Like from 0 to 1, 1 to 2, or 2 to 3, what was the hardest?
Everything, you mean,
like when you went from no kids
age-wise
to one, no kids to one kid to two kids, or two kids to three, what was the hardest transition?
Having three kids.
Yeah.
Two to three was the hardest.
But I feel like it's, when it we had two third. Kids, we were like, in our heads, we were thinking, man, this is hard.
Oh, okay.
But then once you had that third one, it's like, holy shit.
Like,
I want to go back. Like two kids, okay, that's totally different because now we can do so much. But we were also... Right at the end of
diapers. We were done.
No more whining and crying.
Before you had Maddie.
Before we had Maddie, we were done.
What I tell him all the time. I'm like, we're going to have kids. We're going to have them all close together. So we're not done with diapers.
Yeah.
Like, so we still know what diapers are like. We're not frustrated that we have to go back into that stage.
Right.
I want them to just be close in age.
Yeah.
And like, I want a boy. And so I told David, I was like, shoot well, buddy.
Yeah.
he wants to be done next. And I'm like, well, I could go for three. And he's like, I swear we're going to go for three and get three girls, Courtney.
Yeah, my luck.
People were trying to get us to go for four, and that's no. And when the doctor sat me down when they let me know that I had to get a hysterectomy, and they said it's either now or never. And we had just had Matthew, and we looked at each other, and we were sleep deprived. And I was like, absolutely
not. You're like,
not
we're not having
done.
A fourth. Yep,
yeah.
We're good.
I'm like, we're fine. With our luck, we're having a fourth boy.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
God said I was enough.
You got almost a whole basketball team.
Yeah, almost.
With the two of them, they do have a basketball team. No subs, but you got one.
God. Yeah. That would be exhausting.
I want a basketball team.
But yeah, definitely that, because that's why we're talking about balance with it, because we were able to balance so much more having just two kids, and now, like, scheduling the sex, scheduling certain things, or, you know, it's hard.
But it's mainly not only, that's the kind of shitty part, too. Like, sex is always on the back burner. And
we were very active before. I think that's like something for us too.
But not like on the back burner in a bad way. It's more like we have so many things, and it's like, oh, we forgot to schedule sex.
I knew I forgot something on the calendar this week.
My people didn't call your people.
I'm about to fire my agent.
I know.
Let me down.
Oh God.
So how do you manage like the travel? So Ashley, as an influencer, you're traveling a lot back to Vegas, and for work. And it sounds like right now you aren't traveling because you're working right
so
here.
So when she
Houston.
Leaves,
mm-hmm.
I stay home.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take like
roles.
A day off,
mm-hmm.
which I like because I get to do the things I want to do with the kids.
Yeah.
Where Ashley's not like, oh, you're being too rough with them, or oh. pick them up. I was like, oh man, they're not going to learn that way. You know, so like, I have them now, like, it's more like for them to help when I'm gone, to help her out.
Mm-hmm.
So, our oldest one is super spoiled because of her mother.
I was like, isn't that what happens?
Yes. For sure. Baby? Oldest one, he is super spoiled. And so, we were at the house, and I was like, let's go to the beach. Like, okay, let's go. And I was like, well, let's make lunches, though. I said, no, I want McDonald's. Or no, I want pizza. No, let's make sandwiches. Make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And he said, I don't know how. So I grabbed him everything he needed, and I said, this four you put peanut butter on, and this four you put the jelly on. And I think even for him, it was like the first time we were kind of letting him do that alone in the kitchen.
Aww,
but like with cute. The knife and the bread. Mm-hmm. But I went upstairs and I peeked over and I recorded him. Seeing, and he liked it. He did it.
Aww.
But then when Ashley's around, he kicks his feet up. And
Mommy!
Yeah. So
like, yeah.
And the remote's right there. And he's like, Mommy, like, can you get my remote, please?
Like, what?
So it's definitely a good maturing stage for like when I do leave for work,
mm-hmm.
to like leave the kids with you so that they do mature more with daddy. Like he sent me a video while I was in Vegas of all three of them cleaning. No joke. One was vacuuming.
No,
and then
Maddie,
the two,
our baby
even
was
our
vacuuming.
Baby. Yeah.
No, he was sweeping.
He was sweeping with our middle son. Okay. He was holding the dustpan and our middle son is helping him put it. I mean, he gets them together. So I love it. And I love
so
how
cute.
He, it's like we switch roles now with me traveling, him with the kids.
Yeah.
And he's like letting me embrace like what I'm doing and all the fun. And I don't know, that's like a good balance I feel like that we have where he's not like, why are you doing this? Or what is going on? Like, he's like, all right, you got this. I'm with the boys. Like, we'll see you on Sunday, babe. Or
that's amazing. I love that. Good balance.
It has.
Just
it's been
schedule sex.
Yeah. Lord have mercy. We just didn't even have to schedule sex recently, though, which is pretty good. I was telling him, we need to have my mom come way more often, okay?
Do you preface that with your mom? Like, Mom, I need you to come watch the kids so we can go have sex.
Yeah, no, did not. But maybe I should, because...
We have it in text message, so it's there forever.
We went out, and we don't drink like that, because we have to come home to the kids.
Yeah.
It's hard having kids when you drink, so... We ended up, my mom was there, and we just ended up drinking. We were ordering, we were having fun, and
oh,
we just...
so fun.
You know, and all stuff happened in the car. And then I was like, Michael, I wake up and just, I'm like, I'm hurting in places I'm not supposed to be hurting, and I love it. Like, we need to do this more. I'm like, why? That's why we need to schedule my mom more, so... Little things like that. But see, I miss that. Mm-hmm. Those were things we would do when we had two kids or something, or even, you know, before the kids. Those were fun things, like random bathrooms we would talk. We were just talking about, like, random little places that, you know. I don't know.
Now you're not ending up in those places.
No. Yeah. We don't, the schedule doesn't even get scheduled. So that's why there's no speich, right?
You got to put, you know, got to send that complaint to HR.
Yeah.
Got to file that complaint.
Right away.
All right, so now we are going to move into our weekly win and woe. So this is where you can tell us a positive and maybe something not so positive from your week. We always like to do this, and we'll read some listener ones as well, but we'll make Ashley go first because I think she's ready.
All right, so I'm going to start off with my woe first this week on I had my 2.5-year-old show me that he is capable of opening the child lock front door and making me run down the stairs to chase him. Yeah, that's it. Because that was a whoa of a crazy week for me. But the positivity on that is the community of women that I have based around me to know that I am an amazing mother, that this stuff happens to us. You know, I'm not failing in certain parts. So just having that community of women around me has been such a blessing. And then I'm just going to add really quick, Miles, you know, got his official jersey, so that's like a super extra win for us, and he got the number 10.
I was going to use that one, too.
I'm already stealing from Dad.
I got another one.
Heartless.
Oh, gosh. Well, I love that. I'll go. My woe of the week, Rome has started to just show fear of things, which is kind of new, but, like,
she's doing this like shaking face when she gets really scared, and I've never seen it before, and it kind of has just been hurting my little mommy heart when we've seen it happen. And that has been a lot. But my win is that we started solids in the last week, so we have introduced bananas, avocado, and oatmeal.
Yeah, who introduces avocado to a baby?
It's a good texture.
Yeah, no, I think it's very natural. Yeah,
I didn't start liking avocados until I was an adult. So it's wild to think that.
And to be fair, I didn't like oatmeal until I was an adult either. So I think the shit we make our babies eat, I'm like, well, I didn't like that when I was a child. But she's doing good with it. The avocado took the full 3 days before she actually started to like it. And the oatmeal is still pretty new. And she's like, what are you giving me? But it's still so cute to like actually put her in her little seat and put her bib on and see her play with it. It has been such a win. So it's been really cute and fun. Aww. All right, Michael.
My woe was definitely Maddie running out. Because she called me when I'm at work. Half the time, I don't get signal down in the manhole.
Oh, no.
So I was actually climbing up, and my phone was going off.
Thankfully.
And when I picked up, she's already running.
I couldn't hear anything
what she was saying. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
All I can hear is, get home! And I'm like, so scared. Shit, I gotta pack up and take off. And
did you?
I did. But then later on, like, before I got there, she called me. She's like, I found him. I got him.
That's terrifying.
He wasn't far, but still, like, where we live, we have our house is 3 stories.
Okay.
And you have all those floors, and he had taken, even when you get outside, you got to go down the stairs.
It just takes time.
And it's just,
he's just not fast like I used to be, so he's fast.
You hear your knees cracking once you get 29, 30, so she's running.
I know. Okay,
what's your win?
Yeah, my win would have been, Miles, our oldest one, he was star of the week at school
this week.
Yeah, so he got to bring in a bunch of pictures and like show his family and you know a little bit about himself, and he was very.
But he was super excited.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so.
He was dancing
cute.
For like 3 days.
Oh.
It was like Miles.
Nana,
did you turn
Bubba,
the pictures in though.
Grandpa, he wanted to show all his friends, his cousins. I mean, everyone. So it was
that's precious.
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
All right. I definitely have a win this week. Rome has definitely been really attached to me this week, and we've had a lot of cuddles where I think earlier this week we cuddled and she fell asleep on me twice in a day where she was just laying on me. She nuzzled into my neck and then just fell asleep for like 30, 45 minutes. And she's been wanting to be around me and wanted me to hold her a lot. And it's just been a really awesome week. And so that is a huge win for me because for those of you that have been following the pod, know that this has been a big struggle for me, feeling useless as a partner and parent because we weren't bonding super fast. And now we are. She's trusted me and she's letting me put her to sleep. She's letting me hold her. She is using me as a safe adult when she's feeling scared around other people. She'll like, I can finally comfort her. She can look at me and I'll be like, hey, I'm like, you're okay. And she's like, oh, okay. And then I can pick up and hold her. And she's like, oh, I feel safe now.
Yeah.
Like poor Jerron last night.
Oh.
Get me out of here. She's like, get me away from that man.
Yeah. So that's been a huge win, this week. And then, I'm trying to think of one. I'm having a hard time thinking of one.
Life stress. I feel like we've been doing a lot. That's been stirring you up. We have a lot going on. We're in the process of moving and like trying to figure all of that out. And I feel like that has been a lot on both of us.
Yeah. I think woe is general stress of transitions. I think I have a hard time transitions in general. But we'll close on a house soon, or next week.
Yeah,
that's almost good stress. That's why I was like, it's not really a woe, but just stressing about that transition and packing. I hate moving.
Yeah,
and all that stuff. So
can't even think about it.
Yeah, that I guess that would be.
I love moving.
You really?
The second you move.
Once you're in the new place, no, you like the packing too?
Because I own maybe like 8%.
You like the packing?
I own about 8% of the things in the house.
Oh, Lord.
The rest is hers. And so then she realized, actually, I don't need this. I used to get like two big old dumpsters. And we fill him up with all her
he
stuff.
He loves it, yeah, because it's like spring.
I do like that too, actually, because I can get rid of his crap.
Don't give her ideas. I was going to say, you like moving, you can help us move.
We're more than happy to help. Like, call us.
Gosh. But yeah, don't give her any ideas.
Yeah. We have a couple listener win and woes.
Oh, fine.
The first one is from Chelsea Pomerening. Her baby turns one this week. So little Paxton, shout out to you turning one.
Yay, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Pax.
We love you, Paxton.
I love you, man.
That is such a cute name.
That is
cute
name. That, yeah, that is. It was one of our names.
And then they named him that. And David was like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah, well, I hate you. Just kidding. The next one is from Emily Berry. My kids are loved, happy, and fed, but my house and laundry are a complete disaster.
It never stops. Yeah. She's not alone. The laundry never stops.
Don't say that.
Yeah. With never. More kids, more. I was never. Just telling them I'm so overwhelmed with this laundry.
Yeah, definitely. That's something.
So we feel you, Mom. Don't worry. We're
with you. It's not just you. No. David and I redid laundry about 3 times because we kept forgetting to transition it.
Yeah.
We sat in the washer.
Yeah.
And
yes. We're like, crap, we've washed this load 3 times now. Yeah.
It's very clean. It's very good now. Yeah.
We'll put the pillows on the couch, and it's like it's purposely. Our little kid comes running. Throws it off, all takes of it. Off running. It's like what you see in the movies. Gosh. You turn around, it's like, what the hell just happened?
It just cleaned.
Oh my gosh.
And our last listener, Wynn, is from Emily Schwindeman. She noted that she is consistently working out and eating healthy alongside of her little girl, Charlotte. Oh.
Yes, girl, get it.
Yes.
Get it. I know that.
Anywhere
can be,
you can, yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine that being hard, but good for you. I'm glad you're back on the train, girl.
Yeah, that's my motivation. I definitely need motivation to get my ass out there and do that. So, awesome.
See, we're lucky we have 3 sets of stairs, though.
Yeah, that's my workout. That's why running down those stairs this week was my workout for the week. I'm not joking. I've After never run so fast.
She'll buy the lunch, like the little like snacks for the kids, and I'll put it in there and like, Daddy, I don't like this Pop-Tart. Okay, give it to me. I'll take the goldfishes.
I gotta get our neighbor across the street the video footage because she'll send me the footage of me, like, funny things that I do. And she's like, oh, look what I caught you doing today on the ring. I need to, like, how fast I had to run
that running after that him. That could be a whole, like, real series.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Okay, it was.
Didn't you fall down?
No. Oh, I fell down the stairs. Yeah. I fell down the stairs. Yes, I did. Oh, that's why she be catching. I didn't know that she could see us and our front door so well. I've thrown dirty diapers just for a moment, like in my PJs or like, you know, when you're just not dry, horrible things. I'm like, she can see us from right there now. Oh, so, no. Genevieve. I'm like, no. But.
All right. And that is a wrap of another episode of Room to Roam. Ashley and Michael, Miguel.
Now we're gonna call him that all the time.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode. It was so much fun to chat with you guys.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah, you guys were amazing. You made us like
this was my first podcast.
Oh, hell yeah, love it.
Hopefully it was a good experience, and we'll hopefully have you guys back soon.
It was fun.
Thank you. Yeah, you made us talk and talk and talk. We were like, we can tell you all the stories about the kids. Sorry,
we love it. We love it. Well, we want to end with one final thought. What is one thing that you guys want to do to improve your work, life, family, relationship balance? One thing that you kind of want to focus on?
Call mom for sex.
Exactly. You know, in us talking and me even saying that, like having to schedule, like you even having to say that, that's something we need to work on and make sure.
Rome is like, you need to schedule right sex. Now, yeah. She's laughing. She's like, do it.
I think definitely that is something that I'm going to work on more with, you know, spicing it up. I won't fall asleep so early. I'm gonna push through, okay? I'll be coming in hot, so.
Oh.
Well, mine is, like, kind of opposite.
Oh! Yeah. Like,
mine
more
is
rest.
More, like, spending more quality time. Like, real quality time. I'm talking about not sitting down and watching TV or a movie. Like, we just spent time last week at the beach.
Yeah.
But we got away from the kids for a bit, and we played, remember that card game War?
Yes.
Yeah. We just picked that up again, we just played it this morning, and it's like, it might seem like kind of stupid or boring, but shit, I have, that's like,
it's art.
I have fun because, you know, I'm constantly doing something with the boys. And then I only get like one or two things I can do with Ashley because we're so tired. Yeah. It's either watch movies, cuddle, have sex. We don't actually get to do something together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that, you know? That you chose that.
That's
really
cute.
Yeah. You see, that means a lot. See, you're the dog. You see, that's
the dog. The dog. Okay. I'm over here. No, I'm sorry.
How about you, Nib?
I think mine is going to be like planning a date night with a babysitter because we have not done that since she's been born. So all of our date nights have been either once she's asleep upstairs, we're down here having a date night, which is fine. Or we take her, like this week we took her to the waterfront with us on our date night and had a little picnic at the waterfront, which was very cute. But I do think it's important that we have it without her present or without her upstairs, us worrying about having to run and do something for her. So I think that would be mine is finding time to get comfortable having a babysitter and who that will be.
You can call us. I mean, we got three wild ones, so she's amazing.
She's tame. What about you?
I definitely, I'm going to pick up on kind of what Miguel was saying. definitely, like, I was going to call you that from now on.
Yeah.
No, but I think that quality time, because I know that's something that is important to you, and me, definitely is finding quality time where we get to do things, that aren't just kind of the routine, watching TV together, watching movies together, and that part of that is kind of what your goal is getting someone to watch our kid so we can do that. And hopefully us moving closer to our fam, we'll be able to do some of that. But yeah, definitely quality time and finding our adventures that we used to do.
Yeah.
And keep doing those things.
I love that.
Well, thank you for listening. And if you have any thoughts or feedback for Ashley or Michael or us, or just things that resonated with you from this episode, shoot us a DM at Room to Roam at our Instagram. And that's kind of all I got. It's Memorial Day weekend, so hopefully, I'm guessing you all have plans and we have plans. Drink some wine and have some fun. But we hope everyone has a good weekend and a safe weekend.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.